Today I want to talk a little bit about, well, I guess I put a title on this, would be Too Blessed to be Stressed. You know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the peace of God for a little bit up in here. Because let me tell you something, y'all need peace, right? And there's no point in getting worried and stressed out and crying over broken glass. You know? Because let me tell you, it was funny when that all happened. It was all a whirlwind. It was like it was surreal. We showed up and didn't even know what happened. No alarms went off or nothing until the guys came here to do the mail out. And one of the gentlemen came around and said, "Hey, did you see the broken window?"
Nope.
Did not. And so we just happened to be doing a walkthrough with our insurance guys, and they were here. So, like, perfect timing, guys. Let's go see what's done, you know? And when I went down, it's like, yep, that's a big hole in the side of the wall there. That shouldn't be there. You know, that could have been an opportunity to get really sad and get really disappointed. I actually laughed, you know? I don't know why I laughed, but I just laughed because I was just like, oh, this is going to be fun. And then Pastor Oma comes around, and he drives in the front, and he says, someone spray-painted the sign. I was like, what? Am I walking around here with my eyes closed and missing everything? Like, what's going on here? I know I'm male and I don't pay attention to stuff, but this is just ridiculous at this point, you know? And I go out and see that. And as I'm running outside to see the sign all spray painted, my hat blew off my head and took off down the street. So then here's this little guy running down the street trying to catch my hat, you know? I almost cried then because it was my Boston hat. That was sad there. That was adversity. That was a personal attack from the devil right there. That was. Turn over in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah 35. Verse 4 in New Living Translation. It says, "Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. For your God is coming to destroy your enemies. And he is coming to save you." I mean, listen, the devil's got a plan for you that's not good. Scripture tells us, this, you know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He does not want you to be successful. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to have no joy, no peace. He wants you to be sick, depressed, sad, broke, disgusted. That's what he wants for you. Sounds like the Grinch, you know? "But say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. For your God is coming to destroy your enemies, and he is coming to save you." Ladies and gentlemen, we have a champion. We serve a big God. And we don't have to be stressing out and worrying all the time, because God is right there. A few weeks ago, I was having a bit of a rough time. It seemed like there was a bunch of stuff just piling up. And I shared this today with the hockey boys. And, you know, you ever feel like you're almost having an anxiety attack? Anyone ever feel that? They just feel so overwhelmed? Come on, this is church. We got to be honest in here. You ever feel overwhelmed by stuff sometimes? Stuff just keeps piling up and piling up, and then to the point to where you're just like, you know? I had a moment like that a couple weeks ago. There was a few things that happened, and Benny Boy got injured at hockey, and it was a couple times, and it was just a whole bunch of stuff that was happening. I was actually sitting in the emergency room with my boy, and he was not feeling well at all. He had a concussion. And, you know, a lot of things go through your mind. And there was other things that happened. It just seemed like it just kept piling on and piling on. And so as this was happening, I stopped immediately once I had a moment of clarity. And I was like, nope, I can't let this happen, because this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I got my phone out right there in the hospital room where I was waiting with my boy. And I got into the Word. And I started seeing what the Bible said, you know? And then I'm like, you know what, I this is good. And then I just started flicking through Facebook, and all of a sudden here was Rhema, and Rhema was live. So I turned it on, and here was Dean Tad of the Bible College down there. He was teaching on divine healing. So I parked myself right there watching about divine healing, and he was talking about, you know, peace and not being in fear. And talking about how the Lord wants you well. And man, right there in that room, while I was with my boy, I could just feel the presence of the Lord. Because then I stopped feeling bad about myself, and I started looking at the solution. And his name is Jesus. And I got into the scriptures, and I started reading right there. And I started listening to the word, and as it was being poured into me, I could feel my spirit man getting strengthened. And then my natural body started smartening up and started realizing, wait a minute, I don't need to be in fear and anxiety. I don't need to be feeling all upset right now, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I got Jesus on my side. Amen? Amen. You know, and I'm not saying it was, everything is always hunky-dory since then. You know, you still have those moments, but you still go back to what the scripture says. And if the word of God says it, that settles it. You know, the devil's going to try and come back at you and remind you of certain things. You know, he's going to try and still whisper you a few lies about stuff. You know, he's going to try and deceive you a little bit. What do? You don't act on it. You ignore it. And you see what the word of God says. Amen. You know, turn over into Philippians chapter 4 in the Amplified. Let's look at this. I just want to give you guys a few scriptures tonight, just to encourage you a little bit. You know, like I said earlier, Christmas time, a lot of people feel a lot of extra pressure for whatever reason. And I can understand that. Because you turn on the news, you go to the grocery store, whatever, you notice that the price of everything has gone up. Like a significant amount. You know? Price of gas was super low today, though. Praise Jesus. I filled my truck up. I paid $1.10 a liter. Wow, that was good. I filled my truck up for $100. Praise Jesus. I can't remember the last time I did that. You know? Man, $100. Yeah, once upon a time, that used to be like a month's worth of gas. Now that's a day and a half. No. No. Diefenbaker days. Oh, boy. That's it. Keep praying. Gas will keep coming down. But, you know, yeah, people are stressing. I've had conversations with people, and, you know, they're trying to cut back on stuff. You know, they don't enjoy the luxuries like they used to the same amount because it just costs more to do life, you know. But here's the thing. When stress and pressures of life comes at you, you know, we have to make a decision on how we're going to handle that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 in the Amplified, it says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Listen, right there. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything. Listen, the Lord is telling you, don't be stressing out. Don't be worried. Don't be losing your mind over things. Why? Because he's got you. He's going to make a way. Pastor just got up and talked about that, amen? That he lives within his means, but the Lord is supplying and looking after him. And he's a blessed man. You know, we can go around this room and hear testimony after testimony about the Lord's provision and how he always provides. You know, God makes a way when we don't always see a way there. And he'll make sure that you have more than enough. Why? The Bible tells us he is a God of more than enough. You know that you were never designed to be broke? You were never designed to be down and depressed and sad. That's not the way God intended you to be. But look, we're supposed to have that relationship with him. But in every circumstance, and in everything, by what? Prayer. Communication with God is key. If your life is falling apart, your prayer life is probably not that great. And you need to be praying to the Father, and there's proper ways to pray. And if you're not sure how to do that, you need to get hooked up here. Because we do prayer training, we do prayer seminars, there's prayer groups going on here. Because how many of you know there's different types of prayers and there's different ways to pray, you know? And there's a proper way to pray. And it's important that we do that. Every circumstance and everything by prayer. And also with thanksgiving. That's the thing that, well, you know, we tend to miss out sometimes is being thankful for what we got, you know? Today, as I was driving out to Stanley in my truck, and I was just me and my head, you know, I had such an overwhelming feel of gratitude. And I just started thinking, that little song was going through my head, "Count Your Blessings." Count them one by one, you know? Count those many blessings, you know? And I was just thinking about that little song over and over in my head. And I'm like, I'm going to start thinking, you know? And I was actually getting overwhelmed by the things that God has blessed me with, you know? And the way that God is a good God. How many of you can testify to that, that you've got a lot to be thankful for? Amen? Now, sometimes when we're feeling sad and down, we don't really feel thankful in that moment, but we still got something to be thankful for. Every day is a gift. And every day we have an opportunity to do something awesome for God within that day. And you know what? Because of that gift that we have, we can give that to others as well too. We can give love. You know? We can give grace. We can give positivity. We can give the love of God. We can give our time, our talents, our abilities. That's the biggest issue with this world right now, is that is lacking a lot of love. Pastor Ken needs some extra love. That struck a chord with him. Pastor Ken needs a big hug. Make sure you hug him. Pastor Dave, can you hug Pastor Ken, please? You're our resident hugger. Aww. Can you feel the love tonight? Amen. Well, that will make the blooper reel. This is good. All right, are we still going? Yeah, we're still on the scripture verse. My Lord. Okay, go to verse 7, Miss Kendra. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That peace, we don't fully comprehend it. But let me tell you something. It goes beyond human understanding. You might be in fear, you might feel like that, but when you cast your cares upon the Lord and you start looking to Him and you glad a peace of God to start flowing through you, your mind can't comprehend it, but just roll with it, honey. Because let me tell you something, it is going to feel so good, it's going to be so great. You know, it might seem like the whole world's falling apart around you, but when you got God on your side, you're in that perfect place, amen? You know, I know the best way you can compare it to is you ever get in that real good spot, either on your couch or in your bed, and it's just that, you know what I'm talking about, that sweet spot. You get in there and it's just, oh, and you just don't want to move? Anybody know what I'm talking about, or am I the only one? Come on now. Well, multiply that by about 1,000, and you're coming close to what the peace of God is like when you get in that sweet spot. You know? I can't wait to get in that sweet spot a little bit later. Amen? Pillow's calling my name. No. I got a hockey game to watch, Pastor. I got to hurry up. Now, there's more scriptures that talks about stress and anxiety and how we're supposed to handle that. The Bible's full of this, talking about the peace. One very common scripture that we take for granted is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 in the New Living. It says, give all your worries and your cares to God, for He cares for you. God don't want you stressing out and worrying, you know? God doesn't want us stressed, full of fear and worry. If the Lord wanted you stressed out, why would He say so many times, cast your cares? Give it to me. Give it away. You know? And it irritates me when people say, well, God's just testing me. No, He is not. Give your head a shake. That is not from the Lord. You know? He's not putting something on you to give it back to Him. There's an enemy, a devil, situations. We live on an earth that's crazy. There's outside sources that's coming in trying to cause confusion and heartache and headache. Right? It's up to you if you receive it or not. And if for whatever reason we do get a little bit honest, give it back to the Lord. Just get rid of it. Give it to the Lord right away. Trust me, it's a lot easier that way. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, another good scripture verse. God don't want us to be stressed and in fear and anxiety, but rather He prefers us to be blessed. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the New Living Translation, it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Everyone say new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now that doesn't sound like he wants us down and out now, does it? It sounds like he wants us triumphant and winning. You know, in this little passage of scripture alone, it shows us so much of what God's got for us. Four things here that I see that pop out at me real quick is that if we trust in the Lord, we're going to find new strength right there. See that? The second thing I see here is you've trusted in the Lord, you're going to soar high. What does that mean, soar high? When you look at an eagle, when he's flying up around the mountains and he's high up, he's got a bird eye view. He's looking at, he's not worrying about the geese down there and the seagulls and the crows, now is he? He's way up high. He's looking down on all those things. He's way above all those other nuisances. Anybody here want to soar on wings like eagles? You know? We used to say it all the time. If you want to soar with eagles, quit hanging out with turkeys. You know? I like to eat turkey. But I want to hang out with turkeys. Any turkeys in here? No? How many eagles we got in here? What about seagulls? Any seagulls? What about old crows? Any air crow in here? Yeah, a few crows? Any woodpeckers? Oh, pastor, that's a sore spot with pastors, woodpeckers. Yep. Cast your cares on the Lord, brother. Oh, woodpecker. The story is that pastor's house got attacked by woodpeckers. Huge. These are abnormal. They're straight from the pit of hell. They were possessed. We've personally seen them. I mean, it was years battle. I mean, tried everything. I mean, they threw stuff at them, shot stuff at them. Holy water wouldn't work. I mean, they just tried everything, you know? Wouldn't work. And what'd they do? We can't tell you. It's top secret. But they're gone now. Amen. So we trust in the Lord, we find new strength. We trust in the Lord, we soar high. Next part of that verse says, if we trust in the Lord, we'll run and not grow weary. Let me tell you, sometimes it's easy to grow weary. You ever feel like those weeks are just draining on, or things at work is just getting long, or life is just draining you? Anybody feel that? Well, everyone's just on cloud nine here, eh? Everyone's perfect. My Lord. Well, we've reached it. We've shut the church doors down. Everyone's, aw. You ever feel weary? Yes. Pastor, can you feel weary? On times? Wow. What do? Oh. And then he grows wearier. I can't handle it. It's too much. You trust in the Lord, brother. I mean, it's easy to grow weary. It's easy to get tired. Trust in the Lord, you'll walk and not faint. I mean, sometimes life can get daunting. I think of the Apostle Paul and all the trials and tribulations that he went through. He had opportunities after opportunity after opportunity to be weary. And I'm sure his body did grow weary, and it talks about that on times. He faced many afflictions. But he had that call of God on his life, and he knew what he was supposed to be doing. And did he stop? No. The Apostle Paul literally changed the face of the earth. And even to this very day, he's still touching lives, you know? And you even think about it, even, you know, Jesus himself, you know? When he was on the earth, he faced a lot of stuff. He went through, you know, he was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness, you know? And he went through some stuff. When he was going crossing over on with the boys in the boat, and he was asleep in the back, he was snoozing. Why? Because he was tired. It was bedtime. And they woke him up and said, "Master, Master, don't you care? We're all going to die." He's like, "Shut up. I'm sleeping." You know? But master, it's a storm. Oh, boys. He gets up and walks it about a boat. Oh, would you settle down? Oh, they want to go back to sleep. No. But he spoke to that storm. He spoke to that situation, right? I mean, when we're weary, when we're tired, you know, you can actually rest in God as you go. And that's something that I never really understood until I became a pastor, you know? Because there's times when you have to learn how to rest in God. Is that when things are going and when you're doing things, is that you can be very busy sometimes. Life gets really hectic. But once again, when you are in the peace of God and that's flowing through you, it's amazing on how you get re-energized. You get re-fired up, you know? There's times when I've showed up to church and I'm not going to lie, I've been really, really tired. But when you leave, you feel energized and ready to run a marathon, right? And then you get home and all shuts down. No. But no, you know, you feel energized. You get topped up. It's important to get topped up, isn't that right? You know, it's important to be there. So in that one little passage, we see those things, you know? We find new strength. We soar high. You know, we trust in the Lord, we'll run and not grow weary. If you trust in the Lord, you'll walk and not faint. This shows that if we trust in the Lord, we're going to be well taken care of. Another great passage that we need to look at is in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. I love this passage of Scripture. It says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Amen. Woo! I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Come on. You don't need to worry about tomorrow. The Lord's already got you. He's already seen tomorrow, and he's already got you. Amen? Not even the powers of hell can separate you from God's love. Listen, God loves you so much that he only wants the best. And we know how much he loves us because it showed us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. And that's what we're celebrating this time of year, the gift of Jesus Christ that came to this earth. That, you know, when he came as a babe in the manger, and then, a few years later, when he was in his 30s, his ministry started. Come on now. And then, he died on that cross for our sins, our sickness, our disease. Why? Because he loved us. Man and God, they were separated for so many years because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, all the way back in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve fell into disobedience, and they caused a lot of turmoil because of disobedience. But let me tell you something. God loved us so much that he had that perfect plan of redemption set into motion at that very moment to bring man and God back together. Why? Because he did not want to leave you stranded, high and dry. He wanted a relationship with you because you're his prized possession. He loves you more than anything else. So if he's a good, good father and he loves you so much, why would he want you full of fear, anxiety, and stress? Why would he want you down and depressed every day of your life? That is not from God. But rather, he's made a way that you can turn to him, cast all your cares upon him. Because why? Because he cares for you. He loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. He got big things in store for you. You have a life and a life more abundant that belongs to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to walk in the fullness of life that God has set before us. Come on now. How many triumphant winners do we have in here tonight? Anybody? Good, we got two. That's good. Oh, about over here. We got any triumphant people over here? All right, we got a few more of us. Let's try it. Let's just check these guys one more time, see if they got a pulse. All right, any triumphant people over here? Yeah, we go. There they are. They just got to get fired up a little bit. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I am. I'm a winner. Yeah. Come on, that's who you are. Point to yourself and say, I'm a winner. Because God said so. Say, I'm blessed because God said so. I'm not going to let the devil dominate me. I'm not going to live in stress and fear no more. I'm going to live in God's peace in a life of abundance, in a place of glory, in victory. Amen. The Lord is good, amen? Come on, we need a praise break right now. Let's just thank him. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, if the devil can keep you in fear and full of stress, he's going to dominate you. That's his goal. I know people where it seems like that all they do is worry. You ever come across people like that? They're constantly worrying about stuff. I mean, there's one thing about being cautious and be like, put on your seatbelt, don't drive too fast, turn the music down. Why are you cheering for Toronto Maple Leafs? You know, there's things like that, right? I mean, you worry about it. But then, I mean, you got people that are just continually stressing out about stuff. Like, I mean, the world's coming to an end. I mean, what happens if the power goes out? I mean, do we have enough food? I don't have enough money. What about the neighbors? What are they doing over there? Why are they spying on me? Is the earth flat? I know somebody in this place, apparently. But stretch your hands towards them right now. I mean, there's all these things that people stress out about. There's all these things that people worry about. But no one in here worries about those things anyway. But I'm just other people, you know. But the only way to actually deal with this is by trusting in the Lord and seeking after him. We need to place our faith in him. It's not easy when the doctors are telling you one thing and you have symptoms in your body. You ever been there? You got symptoms in there and there's things happening and your body's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And the doctor's saying, well, you know, this and this and this. You really don't feel like getting up and praising the Lord at that moment now, do you? Let me tell you something. You praise him anyhow. Right? When there was a global pandemic and we're trying to stay safe from an unseen virus and a shortage of toilet paper, what do? You praise the Lord anyhow, right? I mean, we still had church. It was modified a little bit, but we still praised the Lord and we still walked and talked and believed the same, right? We didn't waver. Come on now. You know? It's easy to fall into the trap when everything you're listening to is full of negativity. Oh, woe was me. How bad is this? This is falling apart. This is broken. This threat was made. You know, this took place. This was stolen. This was broken into. This was burned down. This person was in an accident. I mean, there's just so much negative. But let me tell you something. We still focus on Jesus. We still continue to do that. We have to choose and act according to what the Bible says. You're not sure what the Bible says? I gave you a few scriptures. Here's a couple more quick ones. Isaiah 41:10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is going to sustain you and hold you and keep you because he loves you. Amen? John chapter 14, verse 1. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, you also believe in me. You know? Don't be worried. If you believe in God, Jesus is our Savior. Come on. Romans chapter 8, 38, 39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord. You know? I mean, come on. There's nothing that can separate us. Here's another one. Psalm 34, 4. I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Not some of your fears, but when you cry out to the Lord, he's going to deliver you from all your fears. I don't like spiders. Anyone else like, and clowns. Anyone like clowns? Put that hand down. What's that? Pumpkin spice. That's my bane of my existence, that is. Ugh, it's gross. I can't believe actually people like that stuff. All right, 1 Corinthians 7:32, it says, I want you to be free from all anxieties. Want another one? Psalm 56:3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Matthew 6:27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? By being stressed out and worrying, you can't add time. But trusting in the Lord, he's going to do something about it. Come on. Hebrews 13, 6, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's a good one right there. That's one there when I would say, you can't touch this. Hammer time. No. Right? So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Turn to your neighbor and say, can't touch this. Turn to your other neighbor and say, hammer time. There you go. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. It says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you a peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Not just peace once in a while, not just peace sometimes, but what peace? All the time. Oh, I think we need that. We definitely need that. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but good words make him glad. You see, it's so easy to be negative to somebody and say something that's going to hurt him. It takes real energy and effort to go and be positive to him. And that's what we need to be doing, because those words can actually destroy somebody. The Bible tells us that with the power of life, life and death is in our mouth. We need to speak life into people. Anyone ever speak bad things over you before? Anyone ever say things that weren't so great about you before? Absolutely. You know, it's not very good. But let me tell you something. You're all awesome. Yeah, you are. You're all awesome. Why? Because you belong to Jesus. You're King's kids. You're blessed. You are full of joy, love, and peace. That's who you are. Wherever you go, you're spreading God's love. That's who you are. Come on, you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You see, we have to know our identification. We have to know who we are, right? And we need to let other people know who they are as well. You're blessed. You're good looking. You're loved. That's who you are. Amen? Hey, that's good. That's good right there. Psalm 34:17 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Man, there's so many good scriptures in here. I bet the Lord is with us. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love. And well, it's a self-control here, but a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Who's got a sound mind in here? Are you sure about that? Oh. Yeah, absolutely. A sound mind. Why? Because we think on the things of the Lord. Right? That's what we're focused on. When bad things come at us, when stress at work is going crazy, we just give thanks to the Lord. Come on, we're going to thank him. We're going to get through it. We're going to come out triumphant. Come on now. If you're a boss and you got employees and they're being funny, come on now. The Lord's going to bless them. Right? Lord's going to give you the patience and the wisdom that you need to get through. And if you're that worker, smarten up. All right? We're supposed to be being diligent. We're supposed to be hard workers. We're supposed to be a blessing, not a curse, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing. Come on now. Pastor Kimmy, you need to smarten up for Pastor Roma. Come on now. All right. Do I have any more? That's enough. Whew. Lord, your persistence hinders the devil's resistance. What that means is that when you're persistent in the things of the Lord, you know, the devil's going to come and try and get at you. And he's going to try and continually be after you and bring stuff on you. But you're going to stop him. You're going to resist the devil. Because you're going to be putting the things of the Lord inside of you when you're in the Word of God. Once again, that God's got big plans and big purposes for me and you. Like I shared with those hockey boys today, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And they're not of plans of stress and fear and anxiety and sadness and depression. No. But they're of hope in a future. That's what those plans are, amen? That's the plans that God has for me and for you. Amen. Isn't that something to be excited about right there? So this Christmas season, when things are getting a little crazy, you know, stop it. Take a deep breath and say, thank you, Lord. And then just meditate on one of those 1,000 scriptures that's in there. One of those many scriptures that's in there about how good God is, about what he has in store for me and you, about how he gives you peace, how you can cast all your cares upon him, how he does not want you to have a spirit of fear, but how he wants you to have a sound mind. Everyone stand to your feet. We'll stop there. If you're in this place tonight, and you've been going through a bit of a rough time lately, you've been facing the strains of life. I think everybody in this room at one point or another has gone through something or is currently going through something. We have to make up our mind on what our response is going to be. Are we going to allow that situation to dominate us and win? Or are we going to allow Jesus to do something? Are we going to allow the Father to flow through us and to do a work, to give us that peace? Don't get caught up in all the negative stuff that's going on. But rather look to Jesus. Look to the answer. When life seems tough and the situation looks bleak, when you're sitting in the hospital room or going through your family finances and it doesn't look that good, I know you can give your head a scratch and be like, oh, what am I going to do? The answer to that question that you ask yourself is, I need Jesus. And then your next thing you need to do is start confessing the word over your life and over your loved ones. My God shall supply all my needs. My body is healed. My body is whole. I got a sound mind. I have the peace of God in my life. You start saying those things. Because you say it and you believe it, things start changing. That situation starts turning around. I've seen it work in my life. I've seen it work in other people's lives. I know this works. Pastor Roma's seen it. Pastor Ken's seen it. How many of you in here have witnessed that already in your life? You've seen when you start confessing the word and start believing the word, things start changing. Isn't that right? Many of you are here today because the word of God saved your life physically. Amen? With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place tonight and you need to get on track with Jesus, you need to make God number one in your life. You might have been born again once upon a time, might have drifted away. Your relationship with God might not be where it needs to be. Let me tell you something. Don't go another moment without being on track with him. Give him the ability to be able to work in your life. And if that's you and you're in this place and you need to make Jesus number one in your life, if you're watching online, with every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, if that's you in this place and you need to make Jesus number one, slip your hand up real quick if that's you. If you need to get back on track. Come on, don't be afraid. Yep, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? You want to miss this opportunity tonight? Come on, Jesus is here. He loves you. Would everybody within the sound of my voice, I'm going to pray a prayer and you repeat after me. We're going to dedicate our lives together. Everyone in the sound of my voice, repeat after me. Say, dear Jesus, tonight I choose you to be my Lord and Savior. I commit myself to you tonight. I need your peace. I need your love. I need your power in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I commit myself to you now. 100%. I love you, Lord. And be the King of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight and you gave your heart to Jesus, rededicated your life, whoever you were, let one of the staff members know. We have some materials that we have for you. We want to make sure that you get those things. And if you're watching online and you prayed that prayer, you shoot us a message. And we make sure we'll get that information, that same material, into your hands as well. Listen, this time of year can be rough. Situations can be bleak. But the power of God is still flowing and still moving, and His peace is still there for you. All you got to do is just reach out and accept Him and grab it.